Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Rod Peterson Show on a very, very special day on the program. Darren DuPont joins me here on set. We've got a very special guest going to join us right out of the chute. Darren, this is brand new. This is the biggest day of the program.
This is so exciting.
In all our shows, this is the biggest. Folks, I just want to tell you that it is Kevin Glenn's 40th birthday today, the future Canadian Football Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm not going to run through what we're going to do for the next 2 hours, because I'm going to bring Kevin Glenn in right now, who is asked to come on the Rod Peterson Show here in show number 8. We're only 2 weeks into doing this thing. Kevin has asked to come on. He's got an announcement to make. It's his 40th birthday, and he is at his kids' school today. Clark, can you bring up Kevin Glenn to open the show? There they are, kids. KG, happy birthday.
Okay, now
let's
do
this
makeup.
I don't know if you can even hear us. KG, listen.
I can hear you now, Ron.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Take it away.
So this is the thing. Everybody knows today is my birthday, which I turned 40. And the other thing that was supposed to be announced today is that I am officially retiring from the CFL. Woo!
Wow. So, cause for celebration. I guess.
And it's funny how it happened, because it was planned to do it on my birthday. And then it so happened that you guys contacted me yesterday, and I said, what better way to do it than to do it like this?
That's outstanding.
Okay, you just knocked me off my chair, because I am like millions of CFL fans that were ready to announce that you were signing with a team. You seem very at peace with this. Clearly so do your children. So what went into this?
Yeah. My daughter right here had a big part to play in it, you know. So with that being said, she was like, Dad, it's about time. It's about time for you to hang the cleats up. So yeah, I am. I'm at peace with it. And like I said, I've told a couple of people, if they could have spent this offseason with me, they would have known what direction I was going in and leaning towards. But I also always said that, you know, if there was a good situation, I may have taken it. But right now, I'm at peace, you know, and it's good.
Kevin, now, this kid
with all my children now.
Yeah, no kidding. He looks like a very happy guy as he announces his retirement. Most are not. But KG, they're gonna have their dad for the first summer of their lives. Clearly, they're aware of this.
The first summer here in Michigan, exactly. But this is the first time, this is the first time I've had a chance to actually spend my birthday with them too. So it's a lot of firsts, you know. But they've always came up to whatever city I was playing in. I think that's the one thing that my son, I think he's going to miss, because he loves coming up to Canada for the summers, you know, and going to all the university camps and stuff. So it's going to be a little different, but at the same time, we can always come visit. You know,
okay, Canada is so football question in a moment, but tell me what you're doing at your kid's school. Let's get the kids into this.
Here we go. So they have a celebration of learning. You go ahead, Caleb, tell them. They got a celebration of learning to where throughout the year they study a certain thing. And then this day, they invite all the parents here, and then they actually get to perform and talk about all the things that they study throughout the course of the year. So, Caleb, tell them what you guys study this for this celebration of learning. Caleb, go.
This year for our celebration of learning, we told the parents what we've done in Unit 1 and Unit 2 about the Revolution War. About the Revolution War.
Was it fun learning it?
Yeah.
Was it fun learning it? Mm-hmm. Anybody else think it was fun learning it?
It was fun! Yay!
And we didn't play on it.
So, Dio, what was your celebration learning for? About?
My celebration learning is when, like, we was working on birds, and I'm in the pelican group, and I know that pelicans have big pouches. Sometimes they fly and they go get the prey.
Good job. So
she knows her stuff.
They do. They they're really into it. I mean, their mom's an educator, so it has to be like that.
So I've never heard of this in Canada. Maybe we can adopt this up here in the Great White North, KG. But at 1 o'clock Eastern, when you do this, or what is it going to be? Whatever time it is, 3 p.m. Eastern, is the whole gym full? What happens?
But basically, they do it by different grades. So actually, the fourth grader, which is my son, they've already actually been this morning, I think at like 9:30. So my daughter hasn't performed yet. Hers is at 1 o'clock. So we're Eastern time. So we're waiting. We have another, an hour or so before she actually gets the chance to present her things. So she's told everybody else what they're going to actually talk about. So they already know. But a couple of parents, me being a parent that's kind of involved, I kind of knew what was going on beforehand.
Last question before I let you get back to the kids. How would you like to be remembered for your career in football?
You know what? I think kind of how I played throughout all these different CFL teams. And I know I seen a sign up on the back of your wall that said the ambassador. And that's kind of what I compare my – that's what I kind of say about myself. To where I've been in every city. I know there's two different places where I never got a chance to put on the uniform, but I was actually affiliated with the team. But 18 years and being in the CFL, I just consider myself the ambassador, where there's any and everything in these cities that I can talk about. One thing is that Kevin Glenn was always a great teammate. It didn't matter whether or not I was a starter, if I was the backup, if I was hurt. There was times where I was hurt, wasn't playing, and I still was at the meetings on time, still helping the guys out, still making sure that the younger guys were put in the position, you know, to be successful. So always remembered as a teammate, because that's what this sport is about. The sport is the ultimate teammate sport, and that's what I would like to be remembered as.
Well, you are. And you and I have been knowing each other since 2001. You are always been a first-class act, long before these kids were even around.
Exactly.
And we know that you're going to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, and a lot of people wanted to know what you were referring to on your tweet last week about quarterback analysis. I don't think today's the day. Maybe we'll have you answer in another time.
Oh, we can talk about it. That's some of the stuff that I've been doing this offseason is, you know, training the youth, high school and college kids, and it's just one of those things where I've seen – you know, meeting some of these young kids to where you get them and they start telling you things about a person who's actually training them and what they're telling them. And it's just sometimes it's sad, you know, that some people can prey on young children and families who or parents who don't actually know what's going on. So that's my thing. My thing is to try to bring some transparency to this whole it's a fad that's going on with this quarterback training thing. I mean, everybody's getting into it. So it's kind of something that I've been, you know, dipping and dabbing into in this offseason.
Are you going to coach then? What's next for Kevin Glenn?
I don't know. Possibly. That's something to look forward to. My biggest thing was knowing that this was going to come. I didn't want to jump right into the same routine of being away from the family. I wanted at least, you know, that first year to be at home, be around the family, and, you know, actually have a chance to see my kids on my birthday, you know, because if I would have went into coaching, I probably wouldn't be here right now. I'd probably be up there in the CFL.
That's a very good point. Well, KG, I will say on behalf of the CFL, thanks for everything. You are an ambassador. You're going to the Hall of Fame. Go enjoy your birthday and thank the kids for being part of the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You want to say something? Hold on. My son, Caleb, said he want to say something.
I want to say that the people that are watching this, they might see me in the CFL.
Can't wait.
You
have a question.
Okay,
so my daddy works really hard on his career, so I just want to say a big happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, KG. Thanks, my man. Stay close.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Kevin Glenn, breaking news this morning on the Rod Peterson Show, and it's funny because Darren DuPont here on set. I hear people screaming from all the rooms around us here that some of the media is not giving the Rod Peterson Show credit for Kevin Glenn making his announcement. Ah, we'll troll those guys at another day. It's not about us. It's about KG today. And I will guarantee you, I did not know that he was going to announce his retirement. And actually, a large part of me was hoping that he wouldn't.
Well, I really felt that if he was patient, he was going to get an opportunity this year to be back on the field in a significant capacity. You just wait. I mean, how often do starting quarterbacks across the entire league last a year? And do teams never need to go down the depth chart? It doesn't happen that often. You always need those depth guys. And places like here, especially early in the season, I felt if something were to happen with Zach's health, do you want to turn to Fajardo as your backup quarterback, who is very capable, but is he the guy you're ready to lead you through an entire season, or is he more of a backup who can come in and relief, change of pace, and get you through in a pinch? No, if you got the whole season, you want to contend, teams were going to call Kevin Glenn as opposed to going down to even their number two or at least their number three. So, but congratulations. He seems super happy.
Doesn't he?
It's so amazing to see him with his kids and to see with all the kids and everybody's having fun. And on his birthday, something new for him he hasn't done in a long time. So at the end of the day, really happy for him.
I'm following the Facebook feed on the wall here. And if you'd like to offer congratulations to Kevin Glenn, he is watching from Detroit, Michigan. I've had a lot of nicknames for Kevin over the years. I've called him 313. That's the area code for Detroit. Blue Streak, that was one that he particularly liked because of his resemblance to Martin Lawrence. I've always been a huge fan of Kevin Glenn. And actually, we sat on the sponsor's couch before the show today and talked about Kevin. And I said to you, would you tell the viewers what I said to you about Kevin Glenn? Do you remember? Were you paying attention?
Well, we talked about a lot about
just
Kevin
karma
Glenn.
But just karma and universe.
Oh, yes. That was one of the things that stood out, how he's just such a, you know, calm and, yeah, down to earth. And his outlook on life is unlike anybody else. It really is. It's something that, you know, you're growing in, you know, into over the last number of years, that something I aspire to too, to be so at peace with everything and so in tune with what you're doing and being able to block out everybody else. It's outstanding. Yeah. And you can just see how happy the guy is. He's not worried about what anybody's saying. He's not worried about,
not at all,
you know, missing out on one more opportunity to play or win a Grey Cup. No, he's happy. He had a great career. And like you said, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, and that's why, you know, further to the discussion, known Kevin since he came in as a rookie in 2001. He never changed. He never changed. He's been the same guy the whole time. So this, what would this be? Would be his 19th season if he was in the CFL. And I learned a lot from Kevin in our time around each other. And one is he doesn't let what others say about him bother him. And you see these memes all the time. Maybe you don't follow the same accounts I do, but it's like, don't let the actions of others destroy your inner peace. Kevin's been living that way forever. It's very rare, right? And the whole karma thing, what you put out, you get back. That's the way Kevin's lived his life. I think he's got a lot to offer to the game of football. He's got a lot to offer to anybody that comes in touch with him,
yeah.
You know? And that's actually a little bit, you know, furthermore to the meeting we had here last night when I came back to interview Kirby Dach, which is, by the way, one of the top prospects for the NHL draft. The Saskatoon Blades forward is part of our exclusive web content at rodpeterson.com plus the Facebook page. But one of our owners, Paul, said, you know, we're pissing a lot of people off with this show. And I'm like, what? Why? We're just doing a little show over here on this little corner of the internet on Facebook. Why would anybody be pissed off at us? Apparently they are.
Let's see.
I don't get it.
Well, I mean,
why would anybody be mad about this show? We're just having fun, which, by the way, good afternoon, Norway.
What time is it in Norway? Do we have that information?
It's at least supper time in Norway. I wanted to say hello to our Norwegian viewers. I put a shout out to them yesterday. I think you were sitting here.
Yep.
Our analytics show that we're huge in Norway. Of all the countries in Scandinavia, that's where we're leading. Well, the guy, the number one guy, wrote us. Trent is his name. Trent Bruner. He's from here. He married a gal from Norway. And their common connection was music. And he lives over there. And he watches this show every day because it makes him feel like home. Or reminds him of home.
That's awesome.
So there. So I guess if people don't like us, they're really not going to like the fact that Kevin Glenn broke the news of his retirement on this show.
You know, one more thought on Kevin Glenn and just what a great guy he is. You often say, you know, when I finally have money, then I'm going to be able to do all these generous things and be this wonderful person. Well, money and success, I find it doesn't change you. I think it exposes who you really are. So look at people when they have success, and that's who they really are. And Kevin Glenn, considering all the success he's had, and you know the public person, the profile he's built, it shows you what a great guy he is, and he always has been.
Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
I think it's a slam dunk. And did I mention, actually I didn't, because we jumped right into the Kevin Glenn interview right off the top of the show, that our guests on the set today will be the peerless Don Hewitt of CTV Regina, who's now taken to blog writing, which I thoroughly enjoy, Don's blog. He'll be on the set here. And Craig Smith, who is a CFL treasure, was the Riders director of player personnel when they won the Grey Cup in 2013. He's won a Grey Cup on the coaching staff of the BC Lions in 2000. He's also worked with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Hamilton Tiger Cats. He lives in Regina, and he's going to be with us right here on the set today. So Don Hewitt and Craig Smith coming up, and we'll talk about the career of Kevin Glenn, because this is his day. This is Kevin Glenn Day. We're proclaiming it Kevin Glenn Day across Canada. Can you get your buddy Trudeau on that, Darren?
Let's do it.
Why not? What a perfect day for him to do it. It's his 40th birthday. And we've got all these people tuning in now because word's going around the world that Kevin Glenn announced his retirement on this show. So now our numbers are going up like crazy. Week one kicks off tomorrow. The season kicks off tomorrow. Today's the perfect day for Kevin Glenn to announce it. On his 40th birthday, he's retiring.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great time to do it, and obviously he's been planning this for a little while, thinking about it, and, it's good to see somebody happy when they're announcing their retirement. I know they all put it on that, they've come to this decision on their own, but he seems genuinely happy and excited, and what a way to do it.
More people writing in from Norway. Good morning, Norway. This is going to be a thing. Welcoming Norway every day to the Rod Peterson. It's crazy. There will be a lot of time spent on Kevin Glenn today with our football pundits. Other things I wanted to get into today. Jurassic Park. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is Thursday night. Toronto Raptors at Golden State Warriors. Did you see the report today that Evraz Place officials are expecting 20,000 people to show up to Mosaic Stadium Thursday night to watch a quasi-doubleheader? Riders at Ticats. Raptors at Golden State Warriors.
That's so cool. And if it's going to last and it's going to be something that people catch on to, they're going to have to keep it open for other Rider road games, you would think, at least until the weather turns a little bit. But that's going to be interesting for me. How many people show up to watch the Rider game at the beginning and stay? Are you going to stay for 6 hours of sports? I mean, I would. It's going to be a great time.
It's an overlap. I actually wrote it down. So it's a 5 p.m. Rider kickoff SASK time, 7 p.m. tip-off in the NBA SASK time. So it's like an hour overlap. Marshall Hamilton made that clear to me yesterday when we were talking. It's not one ends and the other starts. I don't know if you're the CFL. Why didn't you move the kickoff at Hamilton up an hour?
Well, that's interesting because, it's going to be at least half an hour. I mean, the football game is going to be 2.5 minimum, 3 hours probably, maybe a little bit more. The basketball game starts when it starts. So if you show up, are you going to be mad when the Rider game shuts off? With an hour left in the game, you got most of the second half or you've got the fourth quarter in a tight game, season opener. Are you going to be mad when that shuts off? Or are you going to be mad when the Raptor game doesn't start until you're near halfway through the second quarter?
Right. And if you're there and they've got two boxes up on the big screen at Mosaic Stadium, and you can't see either one really well.
And which one are you listening to?
Yeah, which one? Wow, what's the sound on? Mosaic Stadium has become the world's largest sports bar Thursday night. Yeah. Because with my friends that own sports bars, it's always the fight in the bar, particularly Georgie Nitsos, the Greek freak down at the Four Seasons, who's going to have the sound up for the game. So what's the sound up? The Rider game or the Raptors game? Maybe that should be the daily poll today. Ooh. For Mosaic Stadium. Now, I'm starting to think I might go down to Mosaic Stadium. Obviously, you're going.
Yeah.
The way you're nodding and you're into it.
Absolutely.
Are you wearing Raptors red today? Is that why?
I'm wearing Raptors red.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll be there. I think you have to go. I think when you heard that nearly 14,000 people showed up for Game 5 to watch the game, and I was envious a little bit because I was watching everybody's Instagram stories and watching their Snapchats from the stadium. It looked outstanding. It looked like so much fun. So it'd be great to get a group of people together. Maybe we get the whole cast and crew here together and go watch the game on Thursday.
I'm loath to be that guy and follow the crowd and get swept up in the hype. Yet, I kind of think I want to be there but this is, to me, more for the kids than anything. These are things that the kids of Regina and Southern Saskatchewan, whoever's coming in to watch this on the big screen, will remember for the rest of their life. And I'm thinking it's something that I'd kind of like to be a part of. You know, I do see the followers of the Thunder and the Rams and whoever else plays in that stadium regularly saying, why the Riot women's tackle football team, how come 14,000 people show up to watch a game on TV and they can't get more than 1,000 or 1,500? It's an easy explanation. It's hype. They're showing up to watch Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard on television. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. They can't name one Riot player. And probably a lot of people couldn't name one Thunder or Rams player, and that's not the fault of those teams, right? They're getting swept up in the hype. That's just the way society is. I don't even think it's necessarily a Saskatchewan thing, which, by the way, again, when I was reading my morning, the websites that I go and columns that I read, they're talking about Mosaic Stadium all around the continent. They're filling football stadiums in Canada to watch this. That's something to be proud of.
Well, it is. And you know what? It's about the players. It's about the stars. It's unfortunately, a lot of teams feel that, you know, the team can market itself and sell itself and the players don't. But you need to have those players. You need to have that attachment to the teams. And if we didn't know anybody on the Raptors, we probably wouldn't be excited about it. If there's no Kawhi, no Siakam, there's no Lowry, there's no
Spicy
Gasol.
Spicy P.
Right? I mean, then all of a sudden, we're not as interested. Right?
We've got comments coming in on the Facebook page regarding who will have the sound up and what will they be showing at Mosaic Stadium Thursday night when the two games overlap. Caitlin writes in, she says, allegedly it'll be on the mini screen in the north end. Riley Thomas Pollock, producer from Fan 960 Radio in Calgary, writes in and says, I've heard they are moving the Rider game to the smaller screen once the Raptors game starts. Is that true? How the hell would I know? But has Evraz Place sent out a news release on this? Have they explained it? People want to know these things. We'll find out when we get there, I guess. I just say hats off to Evraz Place and to Tim Reed, who's, I'm still waiting for you to accept my Facebook friend request, Tim, but he's the president over there at Evraz, and hats off to them for making a generational thing happen, and that's opening Mosaic Stadium. The photos are astounding of what happened on Monday night, and now this place might be
I take it back to when the Blue Jays were making their runs and the game against Texas and the bat flip and all of that and the great seventh inning. I was in a sports bar for that, actually. And it was one of the greatest atmospheres to be at for a game. I was here in Regina at the Grey Cup in 2013. That moment was very, like, it was, nothing's going to top that, but this was close. I mean, being in that environment with all of those people and going through the ups and downs in that intimate environment, now you're going to do it with 20,000 people at Mosaic Stadium and watching it on TV. It's going to be pretty cool, too. Pretty, pretty cool. You'll remember that.
By the way, there's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup tonight. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Game 7. Crickets around Canada. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, what we all dream of in this country growing up, nobody's talking about it.
We're talking about basketball.
Talking about basketball. We're talking about Mosaic Stadium and, you know, how long are the beer lines going to be? But we do have a Wednesday poll up from our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. Who wins Game 7 tonight? What do you think the winner is? Who's leading right now?
I think on your poll, it's going to be St. Louis that's leading, and I don't think it's going to be close because I think they're reading your poll. Who do you want to win Game 7
tonight? I said, who wins Game 7 tonight? I would like to think they know. I'm saying, who do you think will win? Not who you're cheering for. That's different. But 65% of respondents are saying the St. Louis Blues. Yeah. Oh, win the Saints. Go marching in. They're going to be marching out with a Stanley Cup tonight from TD Garden right here to the Rod Peterson Show.
I hope you're right.
With the Stanley Cup.
You're right.
Breaking news today, Kevin Glenn announcing his retirement from the Canadian Football League after 18 Hall of Fame seasons. And for Kevin to announce it on this program tells you what treating somebody right and respect with, which I have with Kevin Glenn, and it's mutual, and I appreciate him doing that on this program today. He's one of the all-time greats. Next stop, Hamilton. And I don't mean signing with the Ticats, going to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Don Hewitt, Craig Smith in studio next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Around the city?
Yep.
That's Sleek. Those sweet looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards. Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Rod Peterson Show continues. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com. /listen live. Breaking news this morning, right here on this program, Kevin Glenn announcing his retirement after an 18-year CFL career. You can just roll back, I guess as you're looking at it, roll back to the start of the show. And you'll see Kevin announce it live from Detroit with his children this morning. It was, I would suggest, quite emotional. But he was happy. He wasn't crying. And kudos to Kevin Glenn riding off into the sunset on his own terms. Sports update this morning. The Blue Jays offense is producing at a five-year low. Toronto has scored two or fewer runs in five consecutive games for the first time since 2014 after a 4-2 road loss against the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles rookie John Means tied a season high with seven strikeouts. The Jays have lost 11 of 13. Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden will be a TV star. Once again, HBO announcing that the Raiders will be featured on the network's Hard Knocks show in training camp this summer that gives a behind-the-scenes look at an NFL team. And that's it for today. Of course, as we mentioned, Game 7 Stanley Cup tonight, Blues at Bruins. That is a 6 p.m. face-off our time. We welcome to the program, making their Rod Peterson Show debuts from CTV Regina, Don Hewitt, and CFL scouting legend Craig Smith, multi-time Grey Cup champion. How you doing, boys?
Doing very well.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Nice studio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent place.
It's been fun, and I appreciate you particularly, Craig, because, Don, I don't think you're a Facebook guy, are you?
What's Facebook?
Exactly. Smitty, you've been watching this from day one.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the support.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's talking sports. I mean, and such a great platform. At 10 o'clock in the morning, you never see that. And you're the star. I mean, you've been around for so long. You have an amazing amount of information in that head of yours. And, you know, it's perfect. Double D did a great job putting all this together. It's exciting. And I think it's like you've been saying in the last few days, it's just going to explode.
It has been, and I don't really necessarily know how or why, but it is, and it's been a lot of fun. And yeah. And for you, Don, you're venturing into the blog world, so I kudos to you for that. I love your blog, and I know you've been following this show too.
Oh, absolutely, because you've got great potential here with these new technologies. As I said to you, maybe I shouldn't say this right now, but I know a lot of people saying, boy, I wish it was sort of more prime time when I'm home from work, so...
Well, they can watch it then, too.
Yeah,
I guess they can.
Trust me, they can. So people, everybody's figuring this out as we go. I mean, who would think that we'd be so big in Norway? Who would think that, right? And I can tell you this, from the latest analytics, guy came, Ryan, out here with his laptop yesterday and said, half of our viewers today were aged 25 to 34. Here's the stats right here, like they got them. So that's exciting, but... Enough about that. Smitty, I'm going to start with you with the Kevin Glenn announcement today, the retirement. In what stops did you work with Kevin Glenn? You must have intersected somewhere.
You know, it's so funny because for so many years, I did not work with him. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever met him, he was with Calgary a few years ago. And he said something nice. He said, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about you. Probably Brendan, you know, talking or whatever. But that was the first time I met him. And then the first time was here. When he came over as the quarterback here, and just an amazing guy. You know, I remember when I was with the BC Lions, Kevin would come in and you know, drive the ball down and beat us, give the ball to Zarka, this, that, and, you know, Kevin was just incredible. And for a guy of his stature, you know, to be so good in our league for so long, I mean, that says a lot. It's just such a great, great guy. He's a kind of guy that you would like to hang around with. He was just a great guy.
Just, you said his stature. Are you talking physical stature?
Yes.
This is the scout speaking?
Yeah.
Tell people how small he is.
Well, I don't know, but when I stood beside him, you know, I was about the same size as him, and, you know, I've shrunk. I used to be 5'10 and a half, and they measured me at the cancer clinic a couple of weeks ago, and I was 5'8", so you know how it is, right?
Yep.
You just shrink when you get older. But yeah, he's, you know, if he's 5'10", you know, that it's a possibility.
I want you to think about this Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Think about it for a while, because Donnie, I'm going to get your thoughts on Kevin Glenn.
Well, I mean, I sat here. I was just on the side here, and I don't know whether I was surprised. It was sort of cool that he did it on your show, Rod, but I think he is going out as perfectly as any player can possibly go out. He goes 18 years, announces his retirement on your show at the age of 40.
On his birthday.
On his birthday, yeah.
On his birthday, yeah. And really, God bless him to be able to go out perfectly like this. I mean, it can't be better, and I listened to your interview with him, and it sounds like he's going to maybe take a year off, and then you might see him back in coaching, much like Ricky Ray. And honestly, if every player could end it like he's ending, and I would not want to see him come back and play. I think he's making the right decision. He had a tremendous career. Time to move on. And with his knowledge base, he'll have no problem being an offensive coordinator. Who knows if he could be a head coach in the CFL someday, but he's got probably a pretty good future that way for him. And he's been, like Craig said, he's a great person, a great ambassador for football, and nobody's done what he's done playing on every team. Like, it's insane, really.
Jump in there, Smitty.
One thing I wished he would have gotten was a Grey Cup ring. And he's so close so many times, you know, him breaking, well, it was against Saskatchewan in 2007. Who knows what would have happened? Other times, you know, he came so close and he never ever got it. And that's how hard it is. It's so difficult to win that Grey Cup. You figure, oh, you can be winning a lot, you know, with nine teams in the league. But it's a difficult thing. I mean, I've been in the CFL for 19 years and we've won twice, we lost twice. And it's a difficult thing.
Were you on the Bombers in 07?
No.
You weren't?
No.
Where were you in 07?
I was in Hamilton that year.
Okay, so here's the reason I say it. I roasted Raptors fans and Toronto people for cheering when KD got hurt the other night.
Yeah.
And then very shortly after the show, I remembered 2007 West Final. You weren't with us that year. No, you were with Hamilton.
No, it was Hamilton.
Where in the press box in Vancouver, getting ready to broadcast the West Final, and I'm watching the East Final, and I see Kevin Glenn, somebody lands on his right arm and breaks his leg, or his arm. I literally went, yes, in the press box. And I feel terrible.
Yeah.
But that was my initial reaction, because I knew Riders get past BC, Winnipeg's going to be a walk here. Because Kevin can't play.
I think that reaction is normal, and you realize it's not the right.
But I felt terrible. Really, I felt terrible afterwards. I think that's what the Toronto fans did the other night.
Yeah.
So I mean, does that make me Canadian? Does that make me a bad person? I don't know what it makes me. But in Winnipeg, they fully believe that if Kevin hadn't broken his arm in that East Final, they win the Grey Cup. And you know what? They might be right.
Yeah, it might be, but you never know. You got to play the game. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. So, Hall of Fame, both of you. I'm saying yes. I'm checking the box right now. Yes, Kevin Glenn, Canadian Football Hall of Fame. How about you guys?
I think so. I truly do. I mean, his accomplishments. I mean, it's the longevity. He's a top quarterback. I'm surprised nobody signed him. You know.
I think teams have tried.
Yeah. So he had enough, and he's very, very special.
He is. How about you, Don? Your thought on that?
Oh, it's a no-brainer that he goes into the Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned. I mean, as Craig said, it's too bad he never won a Grey Cup. I personally believe, and some Rider fans won't be happy to hear me say this, I personally believe that if he had played, because he was playing the best football of his career in 07, if he had played, I believe they would have won the Grey Cup and beaten us. But kick me now. But, you know, that was the peak of his physical and mental abilities on the field as a quarterback in 07. He was unstoppable at times. And, you know, going back to cheering for, you know, a player being injured because it's going to help your team, I think the initial reaction, you do that, like when Durant went down, oh, good. And then you realize, no, that's bad. Once you saw that he was in pain on the floor, you realized you felt bad. And I remember feeling bad for Kevin Glenn, you know, after I was euphoric initially, shall we say.
Yeah.
So you realize, no, that's wrong. That's a human being, and you can't cheer for anybody being injured.
Anytime you see an injury, you know, you really feel bad. There was a kid who got hurt in the Ottawa game the other day. He was just running back a kickoff, and Shelton, I think the kid's name was, and bang, he was down. Well, Darian, that was the craziest.
And they cheered in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was, that was just... Well, it was devastating. You know, it was a devastating loss for us, and, you know, that led to a few changes, that's for sure. But, you know, when Darian went down like that, and, you know, that obviously changed our season, and you know.
And your job status.
And my job status.
Exactly. You and the coach and the GM.
And the GM, yeah.
Shows you how important the quarterback position is. And
really
we'll
is.
Probably revisit more on Kevin Glenn next hour, but I do just want to say this. I have called Kevin Glenn the Dan Marino of the CFL and just been nailed to the cross for saying that. I still believe he is the Dan Marino of the CFL. He's the Marcel Dion of the CFL in that he's the greatest that never won a championship.
Yeah, Bill Gadsby, the old Detroit defenseman. How many years did he play in the NHL and never won a Stanley
22
Cup?
22, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen A Football Life with Dan Marino, by the way?
Oh, absolutely.
It still bothers him.
Yeah, you bet.
To this day, it bothers him. And it will bother Kevin Glenn till his last day, too, that he didn't win a championship.
Yep.
But at least, as we said, going out on his terms, and for those that didn't hear it, Kevin Glenn announcing his retirement from the CFL right off the top of this program today. So let's change our topics here to the guys in the green hats, as you like to call them, Donnie Hewitt.
Right.
I've been reading all your stuff, loving it. Coming out of training camp after watching the two preseason games, I feel good about this Rider team. I don't think they're going to win in Hamilton tomorrow night, which we'll get to, but your take on Canada's team, the green one, not the red one, here going into week one.
Well, I read your blog, and then you come over to CTV and read my blog, so that's what we're doing.
We should blog together,
each other. I think you're a better writer. I better not compare myself. Well, Brendan Labatt going on the 6-game injury list, that is pretty big news, hey, Craig, because we all know what a leader he is, so obviously they first reported it as a hip, now it's a groin. Obviously, I'm assuming they did an MRI in his groin. And, you know, he's on the 6-game injury list. But thankfully, they did improve their offensive line depth. You know, they got Blake and Bladick in as guards. So they should be okay. And we'll see how Shepley does in the offensive line. Otherwise, you know, in a general sort of capsuled form, I would say they're going to be better on offense. I think they'll be hard pressed to be as good on defense, only because last year they were just insane on defense. And how, Craig, how do you repeat that defensive performance? It's pretty tough.
It's very tough. But you know, they've definitely, you know, with the kid that they signed from Calgary, a defensive tackle. I think that defense is still going to be a solid, you know, a strength of this football club. You know, that front, it's going to be tough to run inside on them, and the linebackers, you know, that's going to be key. How long is Solly going to be out? Who's going to take over that middle spot? Cameron did it last year, and so we'll see what happens with regards to that, but. To me, I think this team is going to be a pretty good team. I think it could be between 2 and 5th. I mean, it's really a tough thing. I think they have the talent. I think there's enough talent there. I think once those Canadian receivers that they drafted, once they start to get rolling, McRoberts, I think he should be getting.
He's a stud.
Oh.
What do you know about him?
Well, you know, you know, typical guy went in the NFL and tried and never made it. He's got length. He can run, catches the football, plucks it out of the air. I mean, I saw him in the rookie camp, and he was the guy that popped. And I sent a message to Jeremy. I said, I like McRoberts. And he sent me the thumbs up back. But I think he can help a lot with Naaman. But I think the key signing for the Riders this year is Powell. Every championship team that I've been on, we've had good running attacks. When I was with BC, we had Melian Drummond, Mark Nora, and Akbal Singh with UBC. And then when, obviously, with Corey in Saskatchewan here, Corey Sheets. This kid, I mean, when you need 6 yards, 2nd and 6, give him the ball. He's going to get it for you. You know, so I think that's a critical signing. That offensive line is going to be pretty good too. I mean, they'll be together. The other thing is, you know, the continuity. You know, everybody is talking about McAdoo, and a couple of years ago, McAdoo's offense did some good things. Last year, quarterbacking obviously is the big key, and Caleros. And you know, and I've seen you say I don't know that he can last, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see.
I'm going to you take a shot of water there. Yeah. They're telling me. Craig has referenced his championship teams he's been on. We got a photo of his rings, which he's brought in. So throw that up on the screen there, guys, if you don't mind. I know this doesn't do much for our radio listeners, but do you want to explain those, Smitty?
Well, the one on the right was 2000. That was with the BC Lions, Damon Allen. And like I said, Millie and Drummond, I think they both got 100 yards in the Grey Cup. And we had a hell of a time against Montreal that year, but we won. UBC, that was 1997. I was a receivers coach there, and we had a nice run there and to the championship at the venue in the Sky Dome. And then the big one on the left, you know.
That is big.
It is. That day was one of the most amazing days of my life, and Kathy will agree because she, you know, she was a big part of it. I always made a joke, you know, been to so many great cups, you know, you fly in and, you know, go and do the stuff. And I would tell people, say, well, how am I going to get to the Grey Cup this year? I think I'll take Dudney.
So, yeah. Or Lou Van Dry.
Yeah. So, and for me to be in my office and walk out and it's pregame for the Grey Cup, just amazing. You walk out there, they had the extra lights. It was just an amazing, amazing day. One of the best, like I said, in my life, and I'll cherish that day, those years with the Riders, 6 years of one of the best organizations that I've been involved with, and what a great you knew that we were gonna be okay when Darian scrambles and the ball goes up in the air, and whose hands does it go into? It doesn't go into Dominic Picard's hands; it goes into Corey's hands, and I think he made it was the biggest gain of the game.
Of the game,
was,
yeah.
So we knew that things were going to be good, and I loved seeing G. Roy catching 2 touchdown passes. Now, you know, his role was diminished that year. I know I had talks with him, and you know he was a little frustrated, Grantley, rightly so. And you know, he did some pretty darn good things in that, and you know, it helped us win a championship.
Craig Smith was the director of player personnel for the Riders that year, but he's been around the CFL, worked for four teams. And by the way, another reason why this show has been so much fun, you talk about those Grey Cup memories. I can't wait to write my book on my time with the Riders, and I'm going to go through that whole day.
Yeah.
And I saw you before the game in BT's office. I actually did the pregame interview with Brendan Tamman, which we don't normally do game day, but we did it that day. Mm-hmm. And it was very special. I can't wait to write that book. But when you talk about G-Roy, we have Friday night at 6, we'll be dropping the exclusive interview with Wally Buono. I want to call it Wally Unleashed because it's Wally like you've never seen him before. And he's always been a very honest guy. I'd like to say that I'm the same. But he got into things that you would never have an opportunity to say the things that he said in that interview anywhere else. Like, he's usually set up in a locker room like this the day before the game doing interviews on the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, in this interview, which is 18 and a half minutes long, you know, I've asked the guys that filmed it, he explained why G-Roy Simon and Jason Claremont left. Like, this is a must view. Mostly for BC Lions fans, but he said, it's not that I didn't feel that they couldn't still play, but I couldn't still pay them up here. So you still have a spot on my team, but it's down here financially. And if you're willing to take that, we got room for you, but we don't have room. You're not that guy anymore. And Wally explained all that, and I'm just like, lapping it up, man. He was
looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for you to see it. And then for him to drop the bomb that he wished that he could have coached the Riders before his career was over, that was unbelievable, too. So Friday night, 6 p.m., part of our web-exclusive series. We've had now Daron Carter on it, Corey Sheets, Kirby Dock of the Blades last night, who's supposed to go top three NHL draft next week, and now Wally Buono. So this show's just... Man, it's a freight train.
And you know, one thing about, just to interject on Wally Buono, his last visit to Mosaic Stadium, when he came to the line, I sit behind, season tickets behind the visitor's bench, and got a standing ovation from the fans over there when he came over to the Lions bench in his last game at Mosaic. That was, you know, we were talking about Durant and Glenn, and that was a wonderful moment for Wally, and it was really classy by the fans, because he's always been an adversary of the Rough Riders per se, and it was great to see the standing ovation. Yeah, exactly, the respect they had for Wally Buono.
His daughter came on that trip as well, Christy, and she was treated like gold. She had put that on social media about how great the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans were to her. And, you know, that just says something. That's pretty special.
It's hard to believe for me that she's never been to a Rider game with BC, ever. Because she travels a lot with them, but didn't that game, or until that game.
Yeah, she was so fired up, too. She was just so happy about coming
cool.
here.
That's cool.
We're going to take a break. More of your questions and comments, welcome. Our Twitter poll today, who wins Game 7 of the Stanley Cup? You can vote on Twitter, at Rod Peterson Show, Blues Bruins. Don't forget, there is a game tonight. It just happens to be Game 7 of the Stanley Cup that nobody's talking about. And our respondents are expecting the Blues will win it. You can also continue on the Facebook feed. The big news today, broken on this show, right off the hop, Kevin Glenn announcing his retirement after an 18-year Hall of Fame CFL career at the age of 40 on his 40th birthday. When we come back, if I've read Don Hewitt's blogs correctly at ctv.ca/Regina.
Sort of.
That Chris Jones left the Riders' quarterback cupboard
bare naked.
Okay, I did read it right. I want to talk about that when we come back. And more of a broad CFL discussion. I mean, Smitty worked for four CFL teams, and that's another reason why I love the feedback we're getting from players, coaches, fans of other teams, is that we're not getting this coverage in our market, so keep it coming. So we'll talk about some of the other teams across the CFL when we return. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort. clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more, and we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com. Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms.